Blog Talk Radio.
It's all behind me. It's all behind me. It's all behind me. It's all behind me. Girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm off the map, now good luck trying to find me. Girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm off the map, now good luck trying to find me. Yeah, girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. No, I don't care who run it. Girl, you gon' need a compass. I'm hard to find, but I wasn't just a year ago. Things change when you find out what a hero knows. I was a zero, now I'm breaking every speaker. Like a heckler, I was fucking with my teachers. I was geeking, now I don't rock with them tweakers. I had a posse, now I pull up in two-seaters. Just a year ago, I wanted so much more. Just a year ago, I fell for a whore, Just a year ago, I wasn't on tour. Now she blowing up my phone, saying, get me at the door, Girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm off the map, now good luck trying to find me, Girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm on the map, now good luck trying to find me. Yeah, girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm on the map, now good luck trying to find me.
Legend.
Yes, the legend. Y'all, now you know what, y'all?
tonight actually meeting him, so I'm excited. I thank you for coming through. First time I heard your name was with El Dro. He was one of my sponsors. Yes, and he's like, yeah, you know, I've been working with Big Kev in Cleveland. I'm like, what's that? He's like, you don't know Big Kev? And he's like, oh, crazy. Like, everybody knows him. You don't know him? Like, no, I'm crazy. I need to know him, obviously. So, shout out to you. Thank you so much for coming through. We wanted to talk to you, though, about your Streets Most Wanted tour that you're doing right now.
Yeah, talk to me. I'll get on.
You don't want to talk about it yet?
No.
Okay. Well, we have one of his artists. As I said, he has a Streets Most Wanted tour 2018. This year we're starting, and we have one of his artists here. So what's up, Luke?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm witnessing the Streets Most Wanted tour from the inside, so I definitely have a lot to say about it, and it's fire.
Yeah.
It's fire, you know,
it's
like jumping in the deep end, like, without practicing. You know, obviously I've been working for a long time, and I work for a position, you guys work for your spot, but you really just, like 2 weeks before the tour, I had no idea I was about to come on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
I recently just got in touch, and...
Where you go so far?
Where we went to Denver, Colorado Springs,
okay.
Lincoln, Nebraska, Kansas City, Akron now,
Cleveland last night.
Columbus was super fire.
Yeah.
And Cleveland was also super fire.
Yeah.
As far as like the performances. So.
Yeah, Ohio dope, man. Ohio got a dope network that's on the rise for them, man. You know,
yeah.
As far as artists.
The talent is legit.
Sure, man.
That's where I was most impressed.
Yeah, for sure. That's dope.
Okay, so how long have you been doing music, Luke?
I've been recording for almost 5 years, and been writing for probably the 10, just before I knew how to stay on beat, you know what I mean? But I was writing wordy raps, and then I realized I had to delete words just to stay on beat, so it's just been a lot of phases. I tell people a lot, I'm confident with my music because I went through my bad phase. I'm totally cool with saying I was bad for a year. You know, I had good songs here and there, but I was putting out some things that I wasn't crazy about. But I really made mistakes in front of people instead of not putting stuff out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely just in a lot of phases, you know?
Right.
Well, take us through that process. Because, you know, I know we all have friends, you know, who are in the music game and they really can't rap, they can't sing. Was your friend honest with you to tell you, you know, hey, you need to go back to booth and, you know, work on your bars?
I think my situation is really rare because I come from, a neighborhood where no one does anything creative.
Mm.
So it was more, people were just kind of turned off by the idea, that's not you, that's not natural to you, but, I've always been, in love with it. What if I was having a bad day, maybe with my parents or something, I would put my headphones on, block it out with,
right.
or something.
Right.
I really appreciate the communication that an artist can be directly into your ear.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you all put music on, I listen to music, but it's really so much deeper than that. It's more so, they're talking directly to you, whether or not you acknowledge it, so... As far as criticism or what people were telling you to do, I don't really have people around too often. This is my engineer, and I get advice from him. This is Jarvis, he works with a lot of people in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely just been being honest with myself. I never thought I was fired before I was fired, and obviously I still have work to do, but just being honest with myself the whole time.
Right.
You know?
How is the independent scene in Chicago right now?
It's super clicky. Not really talent based at all.
Yeah.
It's more so if people think you're cool, they'll ride for you. And it's I'm so grateful to not be a part of it.
Yeah.
I could be I could either wish I was a part of it and then just get caught up in trying to win a couple people over, but I'm grateful to not be a part of it because I don't have people that are riding for me before I deserve it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel the envelope doesn't get pushed a lot. Because people will just kind of rock with you if you're cool, or if you're in that clique, and or if a big rapper likes you, and it's you can just coattail. And I don't know anyone like that, so I'm just grateful that I have to be the big one myself. You know what I'm saying? So the Chicago scene, but other than that, I mean, there is a lot of talent in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I just say it's not talent based, but there is a lot of talent. The competition's so high. So I'm grateful for that aspect because it's just, I feel like I'm competing with my immediate environment, like G Herbo, Chance. As big as Chief Keef is, not like I'm not following their path, they're trying to do what they do, but they're mass.
I see Kanye back in Chicago.
Right? Yeah, no comment. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, like he's switching sides like so quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not like, I like a lot of his old music and I know he's a great artist. He's like a really great artist.
Yeah.
I just personally like, I don't know, I mean, respect to him, he's a legend for sure. Just,
yeah.
He's not like in my top 10 or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I get it if he's in yours, you know what I mean? I get it.
Right.
I just personally,
right.
It doesn't ring any bells.
Right.
Like,
right. How did you go ahead?
I put on a music video a couple of weeks ago called Junk Boy, and it did well on the internet, and I got in touch with this guy named Big U, and Big U sent me on this tour, and there's not like any praise, it's just, it kind of just happened like that. Like, putting the video out, that's what I'm saying, like, the video came out, like, a couple weeks before this tour, and by the time I was making the video, I had no idea that I'd be on tour soon. But the video's good, it's, like, well done, it's choreography, so, it makes sense to me, it's just weird. I don't know, it's really awesome, it's, like, a really good breath of fresh air, to just finally be able to, like, be aggressive with the right people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was always aggressive, but I didn't have a lot of like ammunition behind me. You know what I mean? As far as like opportunity. But I was working hard, like into going to the studio, like obsessing over it. You know what I mean? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this your first tour?
Yeah.
Okay. So is it what you thought it would be? You know, like life being on tour, on the road or whatever? Is it how you thought it was going
to
be?
I mean, I feel like if you talk to it, they probably would be like, "What do you think tours like?" It's like, "Oh, it's crazy." Like. Girls, shows, packed rooms. It's more so like, it's way dirty. It's like way dirtier as far as like, it's more so like, it's your hustle. You're really hustling.
Yeah,
it's
a grind, man.
And a lot of artists like are too cool to like perform in front of rooms that aren't packed, and they'll act like the people, the music's 20 people, and they'll act like they don't deserve a good show. It's like deserve a stadium performance. You know?
Right.
Not that, you know, obviously. It's just, you gotta give your all, like, no matter how many people are there. And I just know that, like, when you go to a drive-thru or you're at a restaurant, you order something, you mom chicken, like, I'm gonna show up and deliver what the people are there to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know what I mean? So, just
right.
Quality service, I just feel like bringing quality all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I like people, like, I'm not doing this to, like, blow up, it's more so just to, like, communicate and like offer experience and get therapy for myself and express myself and try to like make a way, you know what I mean? Just get something out of the work that I've been putting in.
Right. So do you do anything like in particular to like help yourself stand out while you're on tour?
I feel like my songs are so like real to myself that I kind of just like lose it while I'm performing. Like it's I can't really compare it to anything except like, I don't know, like if you ever played sports or just like ever done a job and like that you really, really care about and you just give your all and you leave it and it's like you're so satisfied with yourself in the day compared to like a day where you didn't get to do what you love. It's like the polar opposite of like an unproductive day, you know what I mean? So as far as standing out, it's just my energy, and I don't worry about, like, looking cool. I'm more so just, like, trying to express how much I care.
Yeah. How people are responding to your music so far?
Pretty well.
Yeah.
I think really good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man, Ohio, man. Like I said, Ohio.
Tough crowd,
man.
That's good.
Yeah. But when you get them, you get them forever. You get quarter fans forever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I hope so, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now describe your music a little bit for us. Like, how would you say your music is? Like hip hop, rap.
I call it hard pop.
Okay.
It definitely has hip hop aspects when I'm rapping on every song. I just don't make hardcore rap, so I kind of shy away from calling it rap because it doesn't really, my content's just so much different. And that's what every track song is about. Like, I'm not braggadocious at all. And it's sincere music. And it has, like, pop aspects, you know what I mean? I try to stay over, like, radio-friendly beats. But I'll still try to write a song, like, on, like, a lyric or something. But I won't, like, overwrite it. I just, in my songs, I don't cheat the writing process. So I don't overwrite things, whereas, like, I'm trying to be impressive with bars. But I try to fit in something, like, that only I can say because it's original to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm never trying to be better than someone at rapping. I'm always trying to be the best version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, this happened to me yesterday. What's the coolest way I can explain it? Like, what's the coolest, you know what I mean? Or how dramatic can I make it? You know, I'm kind of into being dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm emotional, but I also kind of just call it dramatic because it's theater.
When's your birthday?
July
18th. I knew it. You're a Cancer.
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah.
He said he's emotional, and I'm like, when's your birthday?
Yeah.
On July 16th.
For sure.
But we're only emotional when we really care about something.
Exactly.
If
I'm
you don't care, you just literally don't care.
In high school, certain girl, I was like dating this girl in high school, and she was like, you say I don't care about everything. Like, you always say, like, I'll say something, and then you always be like, oh, I don't really care. Like, it was my catchphrase or something. And it was like, I didn't use that phrase a lot. But I always knew that I was, like, extremely diehard passionate about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, songs I like or what I want to get out of life.
Yeah. What you plan on doing with it? I mean, health can tell you this is a long grind.
I know.
Good, bad, ugly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you get the lucky ones that, you know, maybe get, you know, get popping overnight or whatever, but, you know, for the rest of us, you got to put in that work, you know, so how is it going so far for you, like?
I'm excited to say that I feel like I've been working, like, one of the biggest artists in the world for the past, like, year and a half as far as, like, recording and writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really don't think there are artists in the world that are doing more than me as far as being in the studio and trying to give myself options to release. You know, I'll record, like, 100 songs and scrap, like, 80, you know what I mean? And as far as what I want out of it, I have my life, like, separated into two albums that, like, I would have never, like, it just took so long for me to figure out exactly what my perfect messages were that I could cut everything else out. So, like, half of my albums are called Dear Darla,
mm-hmm.
and half of them are called Nice Cars Crash. So it'll be Dear Darla, Dear Darla 2, 3, 4, 5, as long as that goes. And then Nice Cars Crash 2, 3, 4.
What's the meaning behind those?
So Dear Darla is like a puppy love aspect because like what got me into hip hop is like kind of wanting to say things, sweet things to girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
trying to be like smooth. Or not even trying, just I always had like a way with words sort of.
Yeah.
I'm not like the best, but I'm pretty sincere and I'm like, I care, you know what I mean?
When you say sweet things to girls, you mean like, come over here and bend that ass.
It's a sensitive approach.
Yeah.
So Dear Darla is like, have you seen The Little Rascals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Darla's the girl, and Alfalfa's the boy, and Alfalfa's like the sensitive dude in his like jock group of friends, and they're part of like the He-Man Women Haters Club, and Alfalfa's the dude that'll be like, yo, I'm gonna go hang out with my girl today, and he'll like call him like a wimp or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that's just kind of who I am from like my group of friends, especially growing up. I don't really keep hanging around with people now, but growing up, that's like totally who I was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really like I'll look at some stuff like that, I'm like, damn, that's only kind of lame. So I'll be like super soft sometimes, you know what I mean? So it's like the way like someone will double down on their like, I'm gonna throw racks and cash out and fall out like every single day. I'm like doubling down on the fact that I'm kind of soft pretty often.
Oh, that's right.
Like my like falling out or like going crazy is like you know what I'm saying?
So yeah. About the $50 you threw last night.
I threw punches last night.
Like,
don't say it. If I gotta do more songs, but yeah, so the Dear Girl is just you know, like Alpha Elba writes sweet things to Darla, or like hate letters, but it's like they're like in like puppy love, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah.
All the Dear Darla projects are just like that.
Yeah.
And if I'm writing something like sexual, it's like super imaginative. It's super metaphor. I'm never saying anything but. And the other project, The Nice Car's Crash, has to do with like me growing up in like a pretty solid neighborhood where like people, where it could be like easy to take like the comfort for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So The Nice Car's Crash is like people want these like materialistic things, but I'm like one of the few rappers that like grew up in an area where I have seen firsthand experience how nice things doesn't necessarily make your quality of life better.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like you want like a nice, a comfortable bed and pillow. But I just know that like a nice house can burn down the same way.
Mm-hmm.
A not nice house, a nice car can crash the same way. A not nice car can crash.
Mm-hmm.
Nice jewelry can get stolen the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I really like that idea. It's not like a title I've had for a long time, but I like it. Like rings a bell for me. And The Nice Car's Crash thing is just, it's just crazy because like I just had loved ones that I feel like are just so far gone from the great people that they are because they're caught up in like what their neighbor has or how what they have looks to their neighbor. And it's just, I've always been like, why does it matter? Like, can I swear? You know, I won't swear too much, but it's like,
no, you're good.
Why the fuck does it matter what someone down the block thinks of you? Because A, they don't even want the best for you. They're not helping you get the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy how people get into this competitive mind state when you stay in the same place. So those are my two messages, like healthy love and like being a real person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like things that you can't hold are the most valuable.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Yeah. Like you put a lot of thought, like, you know what I'm saying, to the message you like, you know, trying to get out to people.
And I listen to super like dumb it down music all the time. I like flexing music. I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
But I know that like the biggest rappers are like Kendrick, Eminem, J. Cole, Drake, and they all have substance. Like,
yeah.
A lot of substance. I appreciate the other stuff, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
And I want to be in that category.
Yeah.
Figure out what I can explain the same way Kendrick did Good Kid in that city. Like, what's my good kid?
Yeah. Did you get into that MGK versus Eminem beat? Y'all was shining for a second, man. White boys were shining, man.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Hey. What do you think about it? Did you get into it?
I would have definitely played like MGK's rap battle all the
time. Who you thought was better?
So hard to say. I would have to just say MGK because I love the auto tune on the hook, and he was like, we're both single dad from the Midwest, we could talk about it. And I was like, that's the funniest thing ever. It's like making them sound like two normal people talking about like a little. I was like, I want to be a single dad from the Midwest.
I thought MGK definitely had the better diss.
Yeah,
didn't he go like number one on iTunes or something with that? Tear your whole career now.
Yeah.
Reptile was up there for that. It's just, it's kind of sad to me that that had to happen. But
I said it's murder.
It's murder. That's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's so crazy that we're like living through, like, we would have never thought that. I mean, I was getting like a.
Never.
Never.
And I never thought in a million years MGK would be the one.
No.
Never. Never. And not just be the one, like, hit him. Hit him with a nice blow, though.
Yeah.
You know, that was a little blow.
It's also sad that MGK is like getting recognition now for being a great rapper, because like his first mixtape is like a million bucks, like it's called 100 Rounds and Running, like it's fire.
He's
always had like really.
I mean, he always been huge around, you know, Ohio especially. You know,
for sure.
He been putting in work for years. You know, shit, have to tell you. You know.
Yeah.
So you got the tour. What's next after the tour? You know, you got to keep the momentum going. You know,
try to just keep building anticipation towards the Dear Girl, the first one.
Yeah.
And I want to shoot a video for the song we just played behind me. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure the video is like super fire. I want it to be like not like over the top flashy or like impressive. Mm-hmm. It's just more so like, oh, that's such a great way of explaining the song in a visual. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I want that to compete with like everything else that's coming out in the world. And I have a good idea for it.
Yeah.
And like the song behind me is about like, it's like, girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. Mm-hmm. It's like, you meet a girl and she like knows people that you know. It's like, she heard about how you were in the past. It's like, okay, I know, but I'm over, I'm mature, it's all behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything's behind me, how I used to act. And I have changed a lot. Like,
yeah.
I used to really like, feel like such like a natural cheater, to be honest. You know what I mean? Which like, I'm just not proud of it, but I know music is about expression, so it's like if I was hiding something that I feel strongly about, it'd be crazy.
You can't be too soft now. These girls get you.
No, I know.
For real. Hey, I got some words of advice real quick.
Please, please.
Don't be pussy whipped. Whip that pussy.
No. Yeah, man, it's a problem. Like, I like to start caring before it's necessary. You know, like, I like have both sides of me. Like, I can be a dog too, and I've been a dog for like,
yeah,
a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the vibe.
I always overlook it. I just have like aspects of, I don't know, maybe it's like having a sister or like my mom being like the main person in the house. Like, so I just like always have seen what girls are capable of doing. Like, you're talking about, like, businesswoman of the world, and I like, And I'm like, yeah, like, I've always thought that women should be more empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Not just by default, like, not just like, oh, it's uneven, let girls be empowered, but more so, like, yeah, girls are a lot less hotheads, really often.
Mm-hmm.
And dudes are super macho, and it's like, they're always trying to get, like, the next win instead of the big win down the road, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like girls are just not as insane of a...
Yes. Look, banter for president, y'all. You know what you're talking about. Only thing about women is, like, when it's that time of the month, we might not make the best decisions, but, you know, we got 3 weeks out of the month, you know.
Facts. And no one's perfect. Like, no one's better than each other, you know, so.
Yeah,
guys aren't more cut out, girls aren't more cut out.
Yeah. Except playing basketball, women get it.
That's a fact. I mean, that's kind of a fact.
Other than that.
It's kind of a fact. Like, if you watch, like, sports, I know, like, the girls' highlights, they're, like, not there.
Lay up some shit.
Or it's, like,
there was...
Man, shout out to WNBA.
Yeah.
I still
they get paid, like, $30,000 a year, too.
Alrighty, so we're gonna go ahead and play your other song that you sent me. But thank you so much for coming through. I really appreciate it. Before we go, though, can you let everybody know how to get in touch with you on social media and all that good stuff?
Yeah, my name is Luke Banter, LukeBanter on Instagram. There's no spaces. It's just at Luke Banter. Twitter _ Luke Banter. On Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. I'm going to be everywhere that you listen to music. I got videos. And thank you for having me, Brittany. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming, for sure. So we're going to go ahead and go to your song real quick, and then we'll be back to finish up our interview with Big F over there.
Yeah.
I know y'all want to, but we're going to talk to you soon. And,
talk about it.
Yes.
Hey, y'all put your ID in here.
Hello.
Hello.
It's all behind me. It's all behind me. It's all behind me. It's all behind me. Girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm off the map, now good luck trying to find me. Girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm off the map, now good luck trying to find me. Yeah, girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. I told the homie, fuck it. No, I don't care who run it. Girl, you gon' need a compass. I'm hard to find, but I wasn't just a year ago. Things change when you find out what a hero knows. I was a zero, now I'm breaking every speaker. Like a heckler, I was fucking with my teachers. I was geeking, now I don't rock with them tweakers. I had a posse, now I pull up in two-seaters. Just a year ago, I wanted so much more. Just a year ago, I fell for a whore. Just a year ago, I wasn't on tour. Now she blowing up my phone, saying, get me at the door. Girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm off the map, now good luck trying to find me. Girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm on the map, now good luck trying to find me. Yeah, girl, I know about my past, don't remind me. Yeah, I know what happened, girl, it's all behind me. It's all behind me, I put it all behind me. I'm on the map, now good luck trying to find me.
Jump, boy. I don't need a bag, girl. I'm hotter than the sun, boy. I'ma break the bank. Yeah, my wallet weigh a ton, boy. I was just a young boy. I got it off the jump, boy. Baby, I'm a jump, boy. I got it off the jump, boy. I don't need a bag, girl. I'm hotter than the sun, boy. I'ma break the bank. Yeah, my wallet weigh a ton, boy. I was just a young boy. I got it off the jump, boy. Jump, boy. Jump, boy. I'm a jump, boy.
Jump, boy.
Jump boy, I'm a jump boy.
I'm a jump boy.
Jump boy, I'm a jump boy.
I'm a jump boy.
I'm a jump boy. Close your eyes and fall asleep and see what I created.
Yeah.
I've been hustling and that right there's an understatement. Dog, this music got me leaning like my generation. But I'm in this motherfucker like a renovation.
Jump.
I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot.
Pivot.
I got it off the jump, drop, step and
jump.
Pivot.
Yeah.
I got it off the jump, drop,
yeah.
Step and pivot.
Yeah.
Drop, step and pivot.
Yeah.
Drop, step and pivot. I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot. I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot. I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot. Drop, step and pivot. Drop, step and pivot. Don't you ever come and tell me that it can't be done. What you looking at, man? You look like your daddy's son. Girl, don't play with me, you bout to make me ante up. I'ma do it, I'ma do it, I ain't had enough. I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot.
Pivot.
I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot.
Pivot.
I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot.
Pivot.
Drop, drop, step and pivot. Drop, step and pivot. I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot. I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot. I got it off the jump, drop, step and pivot. Drop, step and pivot. Drop, step and pivot.
Baby, I'm a jump boy, I got it off the jump boy. I don't need a bad girl, I'm hotter than the sun boy. I'ma break the bank, yeah, my wallet weigh a ton boy. I was just a young boy, I got it off the jump boy. Baby, I'm a jump boy, I got it off the jump boy. I don't need a bad girl, I'm hotter than the sun boy. I'ma break the bank, yeah, my wallet weigh a ton boy. I was just a young boy, I got it off the jump boy. Jump boy,
jump boy,
jump boy, I'm a jump boy.
I'm a jump boy.
Jump boy, I'm a jump boy. Jump boy, I'm a jump boy. I'm a jump boy. I'm a jump boy. I'm a jump boy. Jump, jump. I'm a jump boy. Jump, jump. I'm a jump boy. I'm a jump boy. I'm a jump boy. Yeah, Luke B.
Hey y'all, shout out to Luke Banter, you guys. That was him, Luke Banter with Jump Boy.
Shout out.
Yes, and the song right before that was Behind Me. Yes, yes, yes. So it is going to be on the website, you guys. I'm going to make sure I do a blog on him and get that out to everybody so you guys can follow him on all his social media avenues and download his music on iTunes or whatever streaming service you guys listen to. I don't want to just be, you know, all about iTunes,
Tidal.
That's what I'm on. Tidal, all that good stuff. What's the other one?
Apple Music.
No, we're Apple users.
Yeah, sorry. But yes, you guys, download it wherever you can, and we're going to, you have to support our artists, you guys, so they can keep doing this. You know, they're doing it for us, so keep on pushing the culture forward in a positive direction. And we're gonna get this work. But speaking of this work, you guys, we got somebody in the studio who's been definitely getting this work.
Getting this work.
Big head.
Tupac.
Midwest fresh. Yes.
Man, real quick before we start, I just want to say, man, Hef been grinding in this game for years. I remember when I first started, Hef already was in the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Been making moves all around, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Super proud of you, bro, for this, you know, putting artists on. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know how hard this shit is to do. You know, especially consistently and on a big level. And that's dope, bro.
Appreciate it.
Legend.
Yeah. Steve Brown, too, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
So what is your title? Like, what, I mean, I feel like you do so much. Like, what do you call yourself these days?
I just call myself a music executive now. I'm kind of over the title.
Okay.
And as long as the check comes, it's good. But at Def Jam, I'm the Midwest Regional for Def Jam, and the 300 on the national rep.
Okay.
So can you explain that a little bit? Like, so what all you do for, like, you know, 300 and Def Jam for, like, you know, people?
300, I'm just a national radio coordinator.
Okay.
So a lot of the campaigns, like, now I get the chance to, I feel like 300 is, like, a lot of newer, younger artists, so Young Thug, the Penn and Dexter's, Chief Grizzly, all that stuff.
Dope.
And Def Jam, the Midwest Regional, so, you know, veteran, it's just a staple of music, you know, artist development on that side. So, get a chance to work with the Rihannas and the Kanye's and all that good stuff, but also get a chance to brand new artists like YT Osiris, one of the newest guys we signed, Def Jam. We also just signed a new guy from Cleveland by the name of YSL Kelvin. Who else we got? We got a lot of people, if I can figure out. But it's like heavy hitters like Dave and Casanova, you know, so it's a lot of good stuff. And then they also allow me to do my own stuff, which is Capital Structure, DJ, my whole Street Muscle on the tour.
Okay. That is super dope. So you spoke about artist development. Like, what actually goes into artist development?
I do everything from, like, online. I got relationships. I know I've been in the game for a long time, so I got relationships at Spotify, also, of course, I got my touring relationships, the artist awareness side, but I also have great touring partnerships and booking agencies that I deal with a lot of times on when artists are ready to take their stuff to a phase two or phase three. And then, you know, of course, my relationship with the radio is really strong right now, so just building. So building an artist up from zero to take them to a national artist.
Right. What you think, you know, you were one of the people who was kind of who was in the game before, mm-hmm. you know, it made this more like the internet, I guess the internet transition, you know, it's completely different than what it was before, you know.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you seen people with rap bands, more street promo, now it's straight, more of internet for real. What do you...
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times, just for it being cost-effective, you have to... That stuff is still out there.
Yeah.
But they call it more activation now instead of just being grassroots street promotions. Just, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of promotions are more effective. You spend a budget on the internet, you can reach more people instead of being
Yeah.
A lot of times people are glued to the phones.
Yeah.
90% of the time, you don't check their phones 3 times a day, so why not promote to it?
Right. So you suggest artists like going more on the independent things that everybody's kind of doing, or if they had an opportunity to go
Quite as cut, man, half of the people that say they're independent is really trying to
Late program.
So, yeah. But it's just, you know, now you have different opportunities with partnerships. So you might be a YouTube artist, you might be a Spotify artist, you might be a SoundCloud artist,
et
cetera. So it just depends on which angle and which platform you want to be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when you say, like Spotify, they actually, like, would sign an artist, or you're just saying they're just strictly on?
They have relationships with, like they call them your partnerships and stuff like that. So, like, everything is really geared, especially for new artists, your choice, playlisting, and just building up a portfolio and building your fans. So you want to have a good relationship with someone like Spotify or YouTube.
Now tell me this, because I know a lot of artists, you know, come to me looking for advertisement, and they don't even have their music, say, on Spotify, or they don't have their music on iTunes. Like, we can go find you on YouTube, don't get me wrong, but... as far as somebody actually downloading your music and streaming it, we can't do that. So what do you have to say to those artists? Do you, like, consider them real artists?
It just depends on, like, I really base myself on my gut feeling and about the music. So it only costs $50 to get on all of the streaming platforms now. So,
right.
To get on all of them, is it 50 each or 50, like, total?
It's 50 total. Like, you can do it just for like a third party, and a third party distribution system, but it'll get you on all platforms. So, then Spotify just released the other day that they can now artists can directly sign up to Spotify so they don't have to go for a distribution.
Okay.
That's big right there.
That is big.
So, but yeah, I mean, and if they don't, I mean, I just talk to them like, listen, let's get this stuff up, and then we can come back and revisit the conversation. So, I've actually had 10 of those conversations this week.
So, I mean, it's like you're saying it without saying it. You're basically like you're not a real artist until you handle that.
I mean, I don't like to say a real artist because I just say
you're not on your shit right
it's
now.
It's a business together. So at the end of the day, because I've seen people waste $100,000, feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, and without having a distribution situation in place, or without having an outlet or even the music in place. So I've seen people just blow ridiculous amounts of money, so they start set up. So once we do the radio, once we do streaming campaigns and so forth, you can start to monetize off your work.
Now tell me this, if you had to say the top 3 things that an artist should focus on,
mm-hmm.
what would those things be?
Music, one, building your team, 2, and then creating real instruments.
Okay.
How important touring do you think is to the artist?
Very important. It's 50% of the way you're going to eat. So
yeah.
Definitely going to play a major part of it. I think I got spoiled with the Machine Gun Kelly thing. It was such an awesome performance, such an awesome work. His work ethic is crazy. So he kind of set the standard. And then even before that, first major tour I did was the Anger Management Tour in the 50, Ludacris and all that good stuff. So just, you know, just seeing what artists have to do night in, night out to be on top of their game, to be an A-list, sets a standard there.
Yeah, because it definitely levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely levels. So you've been in the game so long, like, what I feel like, what's the advice to an artist? I hear a lot of artists, like, they say, like, they ain't got big followers, or how can they be in the game, or how can they be?
Yeah. You can create, like, it's so easy, with, especially with social media, to create a following. Like, there's social media strategies, there's, like, but a lot of times artists don't take advantage of the opportunity that they do. So if you perform at local night shows or whatever you're doing, you know, just map out a plan. So now I'm going to hit Akron, Lorain, Sandusky, Toledo, Youngstown, Columbus, and Cincinnati and Dayton. And that, all those are within a 2-4 hour stretch that you can go, come back, it's not but $30.
Thanks.
Good. Right. So, you got to create a strategy, and once you get on the market, have a, I always call them a plan within a plan, that you're going to leave that market with a decision to
make. Okay. So, speaking of tours, right now you're on your Shoot Most Wanted tour.
Yeah, the legendary tour now. I feel like it's part of the culture, so.
How long you been doing this tour?
8 years.
8 years?
Hey, okay, I know.
Like, I wanted to create a platform with an artist awareness tour, where before I used to make it really performance based, but once I started working with more and more national artists, it really isn't about the performance, it's gonna make you stick in somebody's mind and build a relationship with them. So it's really just getting to know who's who in each market, creating a fan base, creating a support system, and then that will get hurt to go up. But 8 years, I think it was from here, the Kennel was like one of the first groups that I ever had on my tour.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Kennel, GLC from Kanye's camp.
Okay.
My dude CJ, Fab had just established at this time in a group from Pittsburgh called First String. They were going on tour.
Yeah. How do you think the Ohio market is right now, like, for artists?
On my side, it's great. Like, right now, I feel like not to sound crazy now, but my wave is, like, we got the most signings out of Cleveland that we've ever had in one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's big.
Yeah.
Somebody just talked to me about Lantana from Cincinnati. He just got signed again. He's been on RCA before.
Yeah.
And there's more stuff in the works, so I'm happy about it.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long road, but I feel like, you know, I mean, we have been had big artists from Ohio, but I feel like now it's...
Yeah, I mean, I think the talent is always been there, but now the structure and the support system, now we have a lot of eyes on us.
For sure.
Gotta give a shout out to LeBron for helping bring that.
Oh, huge.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I remember sitting, it was after one of the games, and I'd be in some weird circles, so it was, Shaq was there, Seth the Entertainer was there, and a whole bunch of people from ABC, or whichever the station is, TNT, and I asked the people from TNT, why you're not playing Cleveland music during the game in our cabin play.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, which artists are fine? They didn't even know. So, of course, all MGK, all got lightened up, for the game. So, and I appreciate Brock from what I said, bringing that attention.
Right.
Some opportunities, not buying all the movie scripts up and everything.
Mm-hmm. He's killing now. Yeah. You see the Space Jam 2. He got the I Promise School.
Yeah.
He really putting on for
it. The House Party movie too.
Oh, yeah?
Like, putting on for real. Yeah. That's crazy. I know you have a personal relationship with MGK. What did you think about the MGK versus Eminem? I feel you.
I mean, but you know, like, I'm real proud of Kills.
Yeah.
Album is in store. New EP is out right now. I know it's number 2 on iTunes right now. But, he stood up for himself, so I cannot refuse that.
Right, for sure.
And, like, it's hard to go against a legend, and especially with your idol.
Right.
He stood up for himself, and his generation backed him up, so that's crazy.
Yeah. Like you said, it's dope just to see that, against the big giant, you still, hold your own,
I mean, I always knew, like, I've been knowing, like I said, my first tour I did with him, so I can never disrespect somebody.
Right.
And Kel's just helping with his situation first, and then watching what he's created over the last 8 years. And then, like,
yeah,
he's one of the reasons why I started doing it too. So,
yeah,
like, yo, I did his first promo run, and it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how many more cities do you have left to go for this tour?
Tonight, Echo, tomorrow, Pittsburgh, then I'm done. Then next week, we have our American Jays weekend. So, I got a lot of heavy hitters coming in. I got my Anarch Showdown going. I got Skia, VP of A&R, Matt Fulfill.
Skia, yeah.
That's not as late. I have Torrey from Hip Hop Nation from Sirius coming in. I have my dude Ian, who is the producer of the TV show The Four.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming in, so I'm trying to get like for all different genres for pop, R&B, and hip hop.
Yeah.
And then I have one of the head guys from Radio One coming in that adds music into the system.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to provide a platform. I have Head Crack from the Ricky Smile Morning Show. He's coming in and talk to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be, I got a bigger range of moves. Like, I feel, you know, he's an OG, he's older than me, but he's like that guy himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, he helped break 2 Chainz. He's helped break Wild Family, Lucci,
yeah.
And like, we all work together, but, you know, he's coming in as well. So.
You know, it's kind of funny. I was had a meeting with a Skia in the Jungle,
mm-hmm.
from Massacre in the Skia Institute.
Right.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I rock with him. Yeah. Out in Cleveland. So,
that's the home. I think everybody's just growing. It's real crazy to, like, all my friends are, like, presidents and VPs and da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? So we've all grown together.
Together,
so,
right.
All, yeah. Kept our
friends.
Yeah. Well, you had a lot of people coming through, and that's super dope. I didn't hear anybody from Ear Candy Radio coming through, though, so we're going to wait on that. We're going to wait on the next event. We're going to wait on that invite, because, you know, we're some awesome bloggers. We've had, like, almost 16 million hits this year. Hey! Say that. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, get us out
here.
No.
That's how I have every year I do a Christmas party, it's like, you know, every year I go to either like a Def Jam Christmas party or a Latin American Christmas party, so I want to create that culture and bring it here, so
yeah,
and everybody comes out, just nice.
Be good vibes in there, man.
Definitely good vibes, yeah. And I always have like all the radio stations, DJs, and stuff like that, cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of, okay, so you had a mixer for Bone Thugs and Harmony. This is just a fun story real quick. You had a mixer, and you invited me on out there or whatever.
If you said it's our first time, we went to this.
I didn't see you out there. But I went. Me and my girl went, and one of my other co-hosts or whatever. We go out there. We had a great time. You know, we got some pictures. We got to talk to Bone Thugs or whatever. I think it was Lady and Meh. We went out there, we went outside, and my car was gone. My car got towed.
Man.
Man, we had to end up taking an Uber back to Ohio, back to Akron, like spending $100.
Oh,
I'm man. Like, shout out to Big Kev.
How long ago
was this? That was, when was that? Was it in January? It was a mixer. It was just
January,
it was this year.
January,
it was
January,
year.
January, January,
yeah, it was
January,
just January, this January, year. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
So
I do so many, I ain't gonna lie, because like people see me in Cleveland, but I do the same thing in like 15 different markets.
Okay.
I'm like, which place is she talking about right now? But, you know, it's the world, it's the city we're up
it's
right
rough,
now.
Yeah. It's all good. I made it, you know, we had to go back to the and get the car or whatever, but it's all good.
So they found it and it was an impound
deal? Yeah, they told me.
They did a joyride.
Yeah.
Somebody's looking for a joyride.
Yeah, they told me. Oh, it's all good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had stuff taken out of my car too, but we ain't going to talk about that on air. But yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, the networking opportunity.
Yeah. I just like to bring people together, man. Like, I feel like we have a lot of opportunities that are being created in the city, and then obviously we have the business side and the structure behind it. We can always maintain. So, I heard you going earlier talking about like the Chicago music scene, and then like, I feel like the Detroit music scene is hot right now too.
Mm-hmm.
So like 4 years ago, 2014, I had GD had just signed a group called Dope Boys Cash Out,
mm-hmm.
and there was this girl who would always come out. They would open up, she would open up for
mm-hmm.
that girl in the summer days. Well,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? So she was on my tour like 7 or 8 days, but we've always maintained a cool relationship. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 3 months after that, Charlie Baltimore, legendary Charlie Baltimore, she was on my tour for the Biggie era.
Mm.
And
she's yelling good too.
She, yeah, she, her daughter's fine too.
Oh,
and, but she had a girl that was on. She was basically like a hype person, hype woman or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she was kind of like the person that would carry her bags in, making sure everything was together, blah blah blah, like some road manager stuff. And that girl ended up becoming Bree. She's like the rapper girl that's on the Empire TV show.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Those are like a bunch of stories.
Right.
Like last year, T-Grizzly was on my tour, Lil Baby was on my tour, and then I just got invited to do the Lil Baby tour 3 weeks ago, so
yeah.
I don't know, like 10 days with him.
Yeah.
So it was just like a whole bunch of relationship building, and like seeing artists take their career to the next level. So T-Big Kravitz was on my tour,
yeah.
Sally was on my tour, like everybody's been on my tour.
But that was Sally.
I'm trying to get on tour, so.
Sally, he's going, like, they're working it out between him and Massive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard a lot of artists like Nikki Fat, Styli. A lot of them are working on that skill right now.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like a, you know, Nas is a legend, so
yeah.
That's a culture rock, but he's not gonna step into press on the lyrics and make them dumb it down for the fit into commercial radio.
Fact.
Now, like with the streaming and everything else, you can be whatever type of artist you want to, and the people.
Right. That's dope, man.
I think that's best though. You know, like I don't even like when you go to church, you know how the pastors will like not preach this because, you know, somebody else tells them not to preach it. Like, no, let them be who they are and let them their fans gravitate towards them if that's what they like.
Right, because real music gonna shine itself. You don't need no gimmicks, you don't need nothing, but you know, real music gonna shine for real.
Yeah. Okay. I like what drama's doing, like little Uzi and stuff like that, like just letting artists stay creative,
right?
And then just building around.
Yeah, I mean that's the era we in for real.
But it used to be like, nah, you need to sound like this or artists, a lot of artists would think that they have to sound like the Migos or sound like
people. Right.
Have to do that.
Right. Any regrets? You know, I mean, you've been, you know, up the good, the bad, the ugly. Any regrets?
Regrets. I really don't have no regrets. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, it's everything been lit. Like, the last,
yeah.
Like, 7, 8 years has been lit.
Yeah.
And there was a couple signs I probably shouldn't have ever did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of boxes I probably shouldn't have put out, but
right. Everything
been lit so far.
Yeah.
But every, you know, sometimes you believe in stuff that they don't pan out. All right. Well, only regrets I have is my heart is quit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but everything has been lit. So.
Yeah.
The movement is crazy.
Yeah.
Before, like, outside of, like, the Ohio Hip Hop Awards stuff, we did end up doing something called a cosign, where Steph Blosser ended up just bringing kind of like the change makers and influencers of Cleveland together. So, we lost Tropic Tana, Ryan Wolf, Corey Grant, K Knight. DJKY, AlphaCleveland.com, and we just, you know, we began to start rolling out and just supporting the artists, and I think that helped with all the, you know, with the Malcolm up next, getting signed a big boy, getting a lot of that, getting signed a
yeah.
big boy, you know, real guy, who the man getting signed a rep,
like, yeah.
So we all just supported, you know, like, everybody in the industry respect that.
Yeah, I mean, you was involved with some legendary stuff. I mean, you know, Ohio, especially Ohio-wise, like the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. Mm-hmm. Shout out to that. You know, they was over 10 years before they stopped, you know what I'm saying? And then the cosign was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, so it's been a crazy run.
Yeah.
probably get crazy.
Yeah.
I just I haven't announced it. I haven't put a press release out, but I started my first record label.
Okay.
Wow.
Anybody be looking at signing artists and
stuff? Well, I've been signing artists for years, but I never did it under my name.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be a nice run. Give me another thing of excitement to challenge myself. Then
yeah.
I got another book coming and I start working on another. I'll start working on my first TV show called Platform.
Okay.
And so I got a meeting, got to go to LA and meet with Netflix and all that stuff. So hopefully it just provide more content, more outlets for what we create for
them.
Yeah. Yeah, big thing.
Like we did the Nosebleed Records, we did that at Capitol. I did a little Cray deal in D1. We did MGK deal at Bad Boy and Scope, and then we did what else did we do? And CY Hotels, and yeah, that's it. So, yeah, Earl St. Clair, he's another person. He's a producer turned artist.
You got like any words of advice for the young artists coming up? You know,
man, stay hungry, stay grinding, just work on the music and build a relationship. Everything else falling
Hey.
And shout out to my girls, Urban Clothing Line called Free as Fuck Clothing.
Oh,
doing the 7th, 6th, we doing APC in Atlanta, the Nerve DJ stage, the 7th, I'm in LA, Vanessa Williams is doing a makeup class we're putting together, and then we might be with you 2 weekends. Then my next street's the most wanted tour, which is featuring Dream Doll.
You work.
Well, I just am so grateful that you took your time off to come to the Ear Candy Radio Studio. That just means so much to me. You know, definitely we've been forming a lot of connections this year, and I think this is a good connection. And what you were saying earlier, we are in the same industry, but I don't feel like it's never no competition. Because I've always said, you know, I want to network with other radio hosts, other radio stations, because I feel like if my people come in and sponsor, if I could tell them, hey, you know, I'm going to be playing your music in addition to these other radio stations, you know, also playing your music.
I'm the person that got a radio show. I ain't on my TV. I'll probably say my mind.
Okay.
For sure. I left that for them to do. They use my name to look like.
You seem very humble, though.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, so
that's a good quality.
And we just, you know, for you, congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you.
Andrew's doing a great job with the award, the OVA, and, you know, I think it's going to be successful, especially, you know, got a real open plan for you.
Right open.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, can you go ahead and tell everybody one more time where you will be tonight while you're here in Akron, and also shout out your social media.
Tonight, Kabachi Express, Big Cat Street, Smoke Warning Tour. Got my guy Luke Banger all the way from Chicago being involved. If Kabachi Express comes through, pull up. Follow me on Twitter, VIGHEFF on Instagram. It's Big Cat Midwest Fresh.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. You have anything else you want to say, Dre?
Man. Hey, man. Give my dude his proper respect, man. We got a legend in the building.
Yes.
Straight legend.
Okay.
Shout out Hef, man.
Shout out Big Hef. Okay, again, thank you for coming through. I'm going to go ahead and end off on another artist that you have on the tour. I believe their name is The Gringo Gang.
Yeah,
shout out to The Gringo Gang, and this song is called Risk.
Call. Hold the phone up, they think I'm playing ball. Chopper on bangs, I ain't at the shooter. Hopping on a plane, touch down to Cuba.
I said, fuck the job and start selling slabs.
Money.
Honey in the gold yard, duffel bag.
Yeah, skirt, skirt.
Yeah, that ride real fast.
Right, right.
Flexing on it. Watches on my wrist. Young entrepreneur with big dreams. City to city, I'm doing big things. Was ripping and running the streets at 16. And I never gave a f*** about what no thing. You scared to be alone, I'm scared of going broke. I came up taking risks, that's why my money long. That's 20 in a double and I hit the road. All this trouble, I stick to the code.
Coming.
I said, fuck the job. I said, fuck the job.